And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Fresh off the recent chaotic speaker election, U.S. House Republicans took an extremely troubling step this week by effectively gutting an important office that works to ferret out corruption. As the Washington Post reported, the Office of Congressional Ethics was established in 2008 on the recommendation of a bipartisan task force that spent a year studying how to clean up Congress after a slew of scandals. Since then, this independent and bipartisan group has unearthed and brought to light a long list of corrupt actions by members of both parties, from insider trading to the receipt of free trips and gifts from foreign governments. It's a federal office that should be preserved and strengthened. Unfortunately, thanks to new House rules adopted by the GOP majority, the Ethics Office will quickly find itself lacking members and staff and incapable of fulfilling its mission. A spokesperson for the watchdog group Common Cause rightfully blasted the move as, quote, a complete failure of leadership. All Americans should be outraged by the message this action sends about Republican plans for the next 2 years in Washington. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.